that's worth filing. She's one, somehow or another, she's gotten to be one of my real lovers. She just loves me and takes me to the, if Martha isn't there, she looks after me to get me to my circle. But to save my soul, you can't go and visit her because her house smells so bad, you just can't get in that house. It's just awful.
I wonder if she knows it smells that way.
No, I don't think she does, but I don't know why she doesn't. She herself, you never smell her. Her clothes are always, and she's always neat and clean and nice. But now those cats, so she really, she said they just are the life of her. They just really are. So she's raising them to sell, and she says, I know I don't make very much on them, but says it's just so much fun to have the cats. It's just so much fun. So she's really beginning now. She's had the flu this winter, and so she doesn't feel too strong. So she's trying to think that maybe she should get rid of the cats. But, or get rid of some of them anyway. And so as she was talking to me the other night, telling me about it, no, she said that, some lady came and wanted a cat. To buy a cat was just crazy one, and she says I didn't have any kittens. She had bad luck with them some way this time that so many of them had died, and so she didn't have a cat to sell. But she had an old cat that she thought maybe that she might get rid of too, and then one other, and said she kind of found one that she thought maybe she might sell. So she really did found one. The lady came to see it and liked it so well, she took it. So she says, now then, I had six mothers that she was having cats. She had six mothers. So now then, I only have five. And I have one that's old that I don't think I'll breed her anymore, or something like that. And says, today she wanted to, it was raining, and so she wanted to get outdoors, and I didn't think that she should get outdoors because I was afraid she might take a cold or something like that, and I wouldn't let her out. And she came up while she was talking to me, and the cat did something. I don't know what it was, and that's what made her tell me about it, you know. She says, she's mad at me, and she's been mad at me all day, and so she's just tried to do everything she could to kind of fret me. Because I says, why? And she said, because I won't let her outdoors, and she wants to get outdoors. And so she just is really trying me out.
Well, now that gives me an idea. I think those cows, they are just rattling everything, and you can't be still.
Well,
And they just made it hard on me every now and then.
Uh-huh.
I think they did it on purpose.
They
Well, I think they did too.
Yes. Well, that's what she just said while she was there talking to me. And I said, Adeline, I just think that you should get rid, if you just want to keep a cat, you just keep one for your company or something like that. And she said, well, she'd been trying to think about it, but says they're so cute, and she bought one big male cat that was, ordered him from somewhere, and he was a handsome thing. Oh Lord, that dog, that cat would walk through your head here, and he just looked like a prince.
Yeah.
He was the prettiest thing, and I don't like cats, but he was just so, just beautiful. And she's come to find out that he isn't a bit of cat. He can't breed. So she's paid a big high sum for that cat, and she just loves him now. She loves him. He's so pretty and everything. So she's got him on her hand, and he's not worth a thing to her when he, I don't know what, she paid a good price for him, because she sells the cats. They're all white, big white Persians. And they're just beautiful. But all of her friends know that her house, she don't mean to, she uses spray and everything like that and all, but she don't seem to realize that it has the odor in the house at all, but it certainly does. We missionary people in circles that meet there, and she met one time with them, and they just, one lady told Francis that I just put on a show one day when that they just really got so tickled at me that I was sitting on the couch. I circled mats, and they were all around in the room at her house. And I was sitting not on the, no, Ms. Wright was on right at the end of the couch, and I was next. And there was a baby kitten. She didn't let them all run around all the time, you know, in the house when they had company. Sometimes she did this time let two or three out though. But this was a baby kitten, and one she had just been petting, you know, and loving. Well, that little baby cat just got up on the end of that couch, you know, and he just wanted to sit there on the end of it, and on Ms. Wright and look at it, she stood right still. And finally, then it would walk around the back, on the back of the couch, you know, a little bit. And I was next, and some other friend was next. But that Ms. Wright, someone turned around and saw that she was not very comfortable or something. She says, "Ms. Wright, don't you want to come over here and sit in this chair?" She says, "Yes, I believe I will." So she got on the left, and that left me. Oh, the cat was next to me. Well, I stood it right for a while because I stayed as far away from the end as I could. And so, I forget now who it was, but there was a rocking chair over in the middle of that wasn't in use, I believe, somewhere. And she says, after Ms. Wright left me then, well, of course, they noticed me. And the cat would get up every once in a while and walk around on the back, you know, and on the end of the seat, you know. Never did get down on the seat, but I kept, I guess, getting out and out. I don't know how well I did, but I know I didn't want that cat on me. And so somebody says, "Miss Lewis, says, you come don't you want to come over here and use a nice little rocker? And you'd be more comfortable," or something like that. And I said, "Yes, I do." Well, just as I started to sit down, a cat ran over my foot. And I hollered. I just hollered. And that's when they got tickled at me. And so somebody that used to live up there close to Beard or somebody that lived close to us, she saw Francis the next day, and she says, "Do you know," says, "we all got so tickled at your mother and Ms. Wright," says, "you all really put on a show about the cat." Well, I think Adeline got it. So they met one another time out there, and they said that I heard her say, "Well, some of them don't like my cat, so I keep all of them up." But this little baby, she went and got the baby though, and just loved it, you know, and petted it right there with all of them. She said, "Oh, this is just a darling cat."
Well, you
gotta
learn how to handle cats out there.
No, not I. I never. I learned to dislike one when I was just a girl, and I tried to keep her out of the house, and she wanted to go upstairs, and I guess have her kittens. I don't know. I guess that was what she wanted, because she finally did get in the house, and she had some kittens upstairs in a chest on top of a chest, rather. And she finally got in, and I tried to keep her out, and I just fought her. I mean, I just hit, you know, Adeline fighting, and she just got so mad at me. She just looked wild, just like she would just eat me up. Well, I never have liked cats. She was an old spotted cat, too, old calico cat, a wild cat that just came to our house.
Yeah.
And to stay there, we never did just get her. But that was just when I was just a real young girl, and I never have liked cats. Since I never did play too much with them, but I never did like, I just don't like cats. They can walk around the room if they want to, but keep them away from me. I don't want. I know. No, but that is true. People, can, they really are. Like, she's just so devoted. And, of course, Franny thinks that Flora really got mad at her. And really, when she told her that her cats and some of her pupils did not like the cats, we think it was the food that Flora fed her cats with that made the real odor in the room. But I don't know, maybe that's, it was so hard to keep odor down, you know, because I know Adeline is clean as just far as she can be, as clean and nice as she can be, but it's just the odor of the cats. You just can't keep it all down, and especially that many, and when you have them.
I've never been in a place where they had animals that you didn't have an odor. Now
you just got to have it. They've got to have their odor.
They may not notice it if you live with it all the time.
Yeah.
Anybody going in fresh can notice.
Can
it.
Just notice it, can't they? Yeah, I really can.
What was
can.
That first thing? Remember we were talking about I had the.
Huh? That purple. Well, I don't remember now. Well. Yeah.
Well.
Did I start on cats? No. Now, what made us this person caused this? I said, oh, she had cats. She, don't you know, they told us on the phone now, I mean on the radio. I got us started on that. I said, well, I had a friend that had a cat, you know, met at a home. But she's one of my best friends, and I just, but to go and visit her, I couldn't stay in her house.
Yeah.
I couldn't stay in there. And she just says, now, Mama, we sure going to miss you. She says, I'll miss you more than anything. And just talks on that way, you know. And says, when I'll see you, I'll be calling you just as soon as you get back home. And just willing enough. I'll take you if Martha's not here. You know I will. Just anywhere you want to go, the church or the circle anyway.
Oh, we're talking about Miss Nanny Drury.
Oh, yeah, Miss Nanny. Oh, yeah, she had, Lord, 20 cats at a time, you know. She just kept all the old stray cats that ever that came.
You know, I can remember people, a lot of them, we think of them, they was tender-hearted than any old stray animal, especially cat that came around. They'd take care of them, feed
them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Aunt Minnie did.
Well, yeah, there's another one. But I never did smell cats in Aunt Minnie's house. She never did just keep them in there, you know, all the time and breed them in.
I can't remember any cat smell there.
You know, one thing, they fed them outside.
They fed them either outside or on the back porch where we didn't even smell it.
They had a lot of cats, but they fed them outside the house. I mean, on
and
the
Rebecca,
back porch
or somewhere.
Well, you know, Rebecca and them was there. They wouldn't let the house get...
No. Well, of course, Adeline, I guess she allows the cats to run around in the rooms, different rooms, you know, because she has a place that she keeps them and all, I think, and feeds them.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We were over at Robert's yesterday to get some water.
Yeah.
And you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
And we had those four dogs. Now, you didn't go in the house.
No, I didn't go in the house.
Well, I wish you had.
You mean you could?
You had
they had been in the house, being in the house? They're all trash.
Well, they let them in there.
Yeah,
to scratch on something. They, just one little room there. And you had to hold your nose in there.
Oh, you did? Well, I look like.
You sure did.
And Ruth said you might notice something. Might.
Good.
Now that's what happens when you get pets, you see.
Yeah, when you get pets.
You're going to have pets in your house.
You discuss.
You've got no outhouse for them, you see.
Yeah.
You're going to raise chickens, put them out there with the chickens.
Now, I love chickens, and I had pet chickens, and when I'm get sick or something, I just pet it and you and me can do that. But I was always outside. I never did have anything in my house.
Yeah.
People bringing my house on when they were little and afraid they'd get cold when they're fresh hatched. I love to do that with the chickens outside, but I know they had quite a bit of odor too, but I never did close them up like that.
Yeah,
I never
they
did. But that's right. I remember going to Bob Bort's one night to some kind of big dinner that they invited. I don't know who all they had there that night, but anyway, I know I was one of the guests. Something, and they had those short-tailed dogs. Didn't have any tail. Is that the kind? Yeah, I believe it's the kind that don't have long tails, black ones. And everything was so nice and everything, but they had two of those dogs, and I could smell those dogs really in their house. But now I didn't smell them over Blossoms. Blossom, they kept dogs to those kind of dogs all the time too. But they had them. They must have had a place outside. But she'd let them in the house. They were in the house.
She said she wasn't afraid to stay there as long as she had her dogs.
Now she's not afraid to stay. She stays with that, and that she says that the least bit of noise is around that place anywhere, that dog is sure right up and at it. I don't know whether she turns the dog, she's got a place outside that she lets it stay. I don't know in a way, but she lets it in the house to stay.
Blossom lives down on the river, and she doesn't have any neighbors, you know.
Well, not too close to her. No, not too close.
Once his name died, she still stays out there.
She always asks about Guy when near all the time.
Always.
Oh, she really does. Yes, by God. And she remembers some kind of joke you did. You put something down her back, or you did something, a bug or something. And she says, that guy. She's real attractive now, and she's real.
I would love to see her.
She looks better than she's looked in a long time, too. She dresses nice and looks real, and looks like she enjoys things. She says that she's never gone on any of the trips people have taken to Europe and anywhere like that. She's never gone out of the States, I don't think. But she goes around to lots of meetings and things that she belongs.
Why don't she come down here and spend a week with us?
I think her people are all dead now. The one that was here, down here, I think he died last year, a year before one, because she said that Uncle... I forget what his name was, passed away.
Lord,
and she and Robert, her brother, are the only one. He's in Texas. And, of course, she has Maud Mooney. Her daughter's up in, where is she married? And has several children. Live in a, she said she didn't see why in the world they ever went out there where they're living, because it was so hard to get to. She just goes to certain things that she's interested in. She was very attentive to Mr. White. What is his name? He taught school a long time there in the city schools, and he was down sick a long time. And she got so that he was writing a book, and somehow or another it was Martin. Name one of Lawhead's for Frost. Yeah, his name was Frost. Right Frost. And she got very attentive to going over and helping Ms. Frost take care of him. I mean, do things for her. She was going, take her to get her groceries and everything. And I don't know why they got so close or anything, but she was very nice to go and very attentive to her. and he died last year. And she was, he lived way over there in Sequoia, back over there, close, not too far, I think, from us. And she lived way out on, close to the airport, out that way, on that road. But she came in and was very attentive to him. When she gets something on her mind, somebody she likes that takes care of, something like that, she's right sweet to do that. But she's one of these DARs that she really is up in the lines, and she goes to all these head places and makes speeches and things like that in that line. But she's right, real
she withheld her interest in all that university stuff and maintained her interest in the DARs. Now that's, and she had a good mind, Faye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got a good, she's candid, though.
So she must have been able to see what the consequences were. I'd love to talk to her.
She's very attractive.
You see, I just now get enough sense to talk to people.
Oh, well, she really is nice, and she likes to talk too. She gets somebody that's interested in a way, and I know she has a friend of her mother's that comes. She has her to come down and visit her. I don't know, remember now where she lives, but she comes down sometimes once a year, something like that, and makes a visit with her. I know Hilda had a little party or something, just a few in for tea, to meet her once. And I went in and I was asked, and I went and carried a puff, one of these puffs for she and the Vista too. And I had a nice long letter from that Vista. No, and she just came. Where Blossom can hardly wait for me to give her little old puff when I have it for Christmas, usually take it.
No, I guess she could use them.
She just loves them. She says, says I use them in my bathtub, and says this one's just about gone. Says the one I've got, and says I'll take a good bath tonight. Says with this one, and I'm just ready for it. She's in the little investment club that Franny and Hilda and Bill Patterson's wife and I don't know who else you all know is in it. And they have a lot of fun. They see what's on the market. And I think they let Hilda, she kind of has a man that looks after maybe some of her investments or something. And so she kind of keeps up on the things, what's on the best to buy. I think they pay just a small amount, and they say they just have a good time. They don't think that they'll make any money or anything, but they just kind of have a good time kind of doing a little something like that.
No, they spend more money.
They spend more money getting to the place where it's meeting, or somewhere they all have to meet to pay in the dues. You got to pay your dues.
Yeah.
You have to pay your dues in someone, yeah.
You gotta get,
but it's just a mixing. People don't have mixes. We don't go and stay all day with people like, we used to visit. And
that's right, Mother.
We don't, they have some kind of little, what you call a tea. No, neighbors don't visit now.
When did we
visit.
When did you ever go anywhere and spend the day?
Now, when did I? When did I? Well, of course, I haven't been anywhere. I wanted to stay there all day, only with Flossie, with Florence. And now I don't know whenever.
Well, that's a little different.
That's a little different. She was sick when I went and when I did that. Yeah. Unless I was invited to somewhere to come over for tea, and I just go for a little lunch or something like that, and just stay a little while. Don't stay long, even then.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, that's true. I don't even go out to Don's and Marie's unless we have a birthday party or dinner or something.
Well, now, Mother, did you go out? I was thinking about Eva Chandler. Did you go out?
Oh,
did
yes.
Did y'all spend the day?
Well, yeah, but
I guess you did.
No, we didn't go and spend the day unless we were out there, unless we were going out to have dinner or something. We had our, that was with the men, too. We go out and we have dinners with the men. And at her house would be in the daytime, but some other place at Ms. Elkins or at Lily's. That would be meet there in town sometimes in night, you know, and take the men would be with us. But I just don't remember. Of course I used to go down to Ms. Elkins and when she lived there close to me and take my work and we'd spend the whole afternoon.
That's right.
You would stay all the time.
I'd stay in the afternoon to take my work and spend the afternoon, you know, maybe to Lily's. Or Miss Elkins. That's really the only way that I can remember. It's the truth. Yes. But we don't do it now. We don't even do that now,
no.
Holly.
No.
That little thing up here is the nearest with the neighbors that I've known anything about meeting that I meet here with Carol and those five or six people, and they've kind of kept up with each other.
Yeah.
That's real cute. No.
Well, I guess you would go to, if you, when you went out to Hines or something like that, I don't know. But
oh, yeah, well.
If you went anywhere, any distance, you'd
spend. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, yes. I can remember going when Sister Molly had one of her children, they lived way out in the country up in Hines were up in there. And I don't know why I went home with them, I guess, one time, went for one stay a week. And we'd wag the children there, pack eyes, her children, little children, way across the field and spend the day with them.
Oh.
Now that's only really I. That was something.
Spend
the day.
Where were you then?
I was in Martin. I was just a little girl, and I'd go out there and spend the week. So they probably would come in on the weekends, you know, on Saturday night and spend the night when maybe the first child. She had a second one, you know, or something like that, young, real young. I never was as lonesome in my life as I can remember being out there.
Oh, really?
I'd go out in the yard at night. I'd want to go home so bad, and there wasn't any way to get there, only maybe when they were going to take me home on Saturday or something, you know.
But you'd go across the field. And
we'd go, yes, we'd go home. That'd be one of the, that'd be the only kind of thing we had to do. Sister Molly, we'd go over and says, oh, well, we'll go over to, I can't even remember the names now. That was so long. I was just a young girl and I was, I guess, probably like little Erin, I guess I was about like that. I was real small, of course. They all were crazy about me as Will House. He thought when he married Sister Molly, he was just crazy about me, he said. So I'd go home with them. They'd come down there. They want me to go home with them and stay. And of course, I had to stay the whole week, so I didn't wait for me to get back home. But I'd go out and walk in the yard and I'd look up at the sky and think, oh, me. Oh, gracious, Irene, that was some time. That was the worst, I believe, that I ever did spend out anywhere.
So they didn't always live in Dresden?
Oh, no, they lived out in the country. Hines was where He never lived in Dresden, I mean, until in his latter years, last years.
Oh, really?
No. They lived in, Martin lived in Hinesville, what they call a little country, he had a little country store out.
Uncle
Will did? Yes, Uncle Will had a country store.
You know, Mother, I never knew Uncle Will except somebody in politics.
Oh, you never knew him? No, he taught public school. I mean, he taught school. He never did have a whole lot of education. But then, Papa, Sister Molly married. You see, Daddy moved to Martin in order to put his children, I was six, in the new McFerrin Cottage that was just being built there for the Methodists. And he did his business, his tobacco business is what he was in then, I believe, prizing private barrels of tobacco and shipping them off and buying them. And so he moved to Martin when the McFerrin College was started to put his children in the college. So he put me, a six-year-old now, started in the private room, private first grade. And there was brother and Sister Debbie, see, and me. And Sister Molly ran away and married just before we moved. And he married Will House. Well, Papu, instead, of course, they didn't send married people to school then, you know. Of course, Sister Molly was left out of school. She was just 16. Too. So he sent, instead of Sister Molly, he put Will in college, and so he went to school. I don't know how much. So he went over to the college that first year. I think he had just 1 year there. So then after that, he went out to this little country, way back from Martin, back in the hills. I don't know where
that
is. Yes, over where Hinesville was, passed over in the hilly, old sandy hilly, kind of really just no camp part in a little old schoolhouse, and he taught school over there for I don't know how long. Either a brother even went to that place and taught one, Brother Lee, one time. Yeah, he just taught about 1 year. I don't know how many pupils I had. I don't remember that, anything. But anyway, Will then got on over to Hinesville then, a little better part of the country, the county, I reckon you'd call it, and got interested in a store with the Davises, Mr. Davis, had a little country store, and got mail there. And so I remember going to out there and staying once when one of the children, I guess it was Irene, was born, and I went after Mother had to come home. And I was just a girl, but I went kind of to help with the other children, you know, kind of play with them, stay a while. And we all had the country store just right across where they lived. They had a house right across from them. And we lived there. Oh, yeah. When I go to think about it, I think, well, my goodness, where have I been in the country?
I guess most of our children were born out there.
You all?
Most of her children.
Oh, yes. The first one was born out there, and they let me name him, Pauline, and it just lived until it was 18 months old, so it died, she died, and then Bill was born out there, and let me see, and then Patsy, yeah, and I guess Bob.
Irene
came for Bob, that's right. Mm-hmm.
But gee whiz.
And I guess it was Irene, Irene the Bob.
Not at Will.
And then he stayed out there. He got to be got the little country store built up, so it was a pretty good size, pretty good thing. There's a lot of neighbors around it, and it was right at a schoolhouse. They had the school right there close to his store. And that was a main thing. And then he had his house and somebody else was another house. It was kind of a little community in a way, because several houses kind of close together. Where he had. So he had pretty good trade. So he stayed out there until he came to Dresden, and I guess came as a deputy sheriff, I think, under Daddy, under Pappy Ice. Pappy was sheriff. My daddy. Pappy Ike, Daddy Ike, we called him. Sharon called him.
Well,
and
Will,
he came, I guess.
Will out there amongst his own family?
Yes, all his people lived down in another little low section, kind of where he lived. It was just river bottom like or something, some close in. They lived out there. In the river bottom, kind of.
If you say river bottom, I can smell the old barn.
And that was a good piece, though. That was, now, Hinesville was a good piece from where Paul Jolly lived, though. We had to go through a good piece on down to get to where. I don't know how. Mother and, well, I guess the country, they just. They met somewhere. I don't know where. Daddy Ike met Pearly Jolly. The Jollies, I don't know where they met. I don't know. Just met some kind of meeting, I guess, that they long they had, maybe a church, a school, or somewhere. I don't know. But they married. See, Mother married when she was just 16, too. And so as Paul Jolly gave all of his children around him a big farm, and but Mother, I think he must have put the house that when we moved to town, the house in town, that must have been Mother's part, because she didn't have a farm. He never gave her a farm. We lived on a farm. His daddy had a farm, no. But when I was six. But
yes, I think I've heard you say that her part was the house.
It must have been the house. I'm sure it was, because that was what he gave her in her way. And because he gave something even to his other daughter, because she had a farm right there, joining all mixed in with all of the others, the other brothers. So, yeah. Well, we got off on cats. It take me way back. I tell you, I don't realize I'm old. If I just go to think about it, though, I think there's been a lot of many years passed.
Just as few as it takes you to think of it, Mother.
Oh.
Faye needs to knock around. She's quickly.
Yeah, I hope her legs are good. Well, she's got to do it, too, because she's been...
You're knocking
around a little bit, but jumping in that. But,
well,
I guess we've discussed cats enough and dogs.
Well, I
like cats.
Well,
but I don't like
we had, now, I like dogs very well, but we never did let them stay in the house, because we had some dogs. William always had a dog, my brother. And I like dogs. But I never could stand that cat after I got, it made me mad, I guess, or something. I could always see a bad cat. But people say that they make awful good pets. They say really better pets than any kind.
I like them for a little while, but you know this, what you have to do, I just don't want to go around.
You kept a cat a while too. I remember you bringing that cat to our house from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Keeping the cat.
I
Wasn't guys, no.
To have a cat.
No.
No, it's somebody just brought it to you and gave it to you, didn't it? Or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to see it brought.
Well, she looks really pretty, and she did long years ago, and looks a lot better. And we told her about it the other day. She says, well, they certainly, let me see, what was the expression? It was a real cute expression at the time.
I wonder.
She says, I hope they'll be seeing straight. Maybe won't see me straight then, or something like that. I'll see me straight. I can't think, but it's real cute, she said. She's kind of witty. She's a little witty thing. Yeah, she was saying, she was talking about, I don't know what made her bring that in, but something about it. She said, well, she and Robert were just about the only ones in the family left now. Their uncle in Florida was gone. You want to go?
I'm gonna fix this salad.
Oh,
right,
you're gonna
fix
it?
I'm gonna start it. Cause so it'll congeal
before you can do anything else to it.
It sometimes it doesn't.
Doesn't do too
doesn't
good.
Doesn't have too long in the morning, and I want it tomorrow.
Well,
so
I
was just looking for something to put the cabbage in.
Oh, you got some to take off?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see.
Yeah, I'll put it in something.
Well, he's got to find something.
He's good at that.
Is he good in finding things?
Yeah.
Put things away? I got to have some water. And what did I do with my buttermilk?
There you go.
That's kind of one right. Golly Peter, around 300. And after supper, this Friday the 12th of April, 74. And this is the beginning of the long Easter weekend. On her friend with cats, and this comes from Charles Carrault, the lady in St. Petersburg, who finally found her calling, riding this tricycle, three-wheel bicycle, around and feeding the animals, birds and ducks and cats and dogs.
And then she gets a prize, and even before he married, well, you see, they started all these places, and they in their sitting room downstairs, they've just taken over one whole side of the wall that way to put his prizes on.
Put his what?
Prizes that he's won in making the little airplanes and flying them all over the state, everywhere. Richard is the beginner of it, and Connor goes along with him to help him take his stuff and do it some way. His daddy goes with him, but he is a dentist and a grand dentist, but his hobby was just a young boy all the time. He's been making these little airplanes.
Oh, a little one.
Oh, yeah, that fly.
Yeah.
He's been making them. He's creating designs of airplanes, different kind of designs and things.
Oh.
Oh, and so they go to, and Connor has been able to go with him to all of these big air shows. They have big shows, and
yeah.
He goes and has won all those surprises enough. This is filled a lot of that side of that wall down there. You see, they've got a nice big case made, glass and front, you know. It's a real nice cut, and it shows off the little planes so nice and all. Of course, they're not very large, so I'm not able to reach about that much, you know.
A foot long?
Yeah.
Now, is that the kind that you keep on a string?
Well, I don't know. I guess it is. I don't know. It's the kind that flies, that it will go up and fly, though. I don't know.
As a motor and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a motor.
As a tractor, if I ever saw
one.
Yeah, it is so.
I don't know, what are you looking for?
Well, he certainly has been successful in doing it so far, because he really comes home. They say, of course, I don't know anything about it, only just have seen the things there that he's done. Every time there is one.
Well, that'd be nice. I don't care about the...
That's a card.
That is. The other one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't care about seeing the medals, but I'd sure love to see one of those little planes and see
fly. Oh, yes. Oh, I don't know I don't know anything about what to do, but he just brings home the prizes. And they are the little things that, I guess, the prizes. It's not the medals. It's the real little airplanes that he has up there and prizes. I don't know. And you know, the Elkins have a little built house out there in the yard, you know. All of his, you don't know, out in the, I thought you knew where they had the playhouse and all. Well, it's a nice little brick house and all, and so he keeps all of his equipment and stuff out in there. But the prizes are... when he brings home. And
the
they're
doing that good, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Richard's the one that started it.
Huh? He's a doctor. Mm-hmm.
Richard is the one who started it.
Yeah. Richard started. I don't know how he started, why he started it. You just like the children to get the airplanes and, you know, and put them together. They're in little toy shops, you know, and you... Ms. Jean was trying to get one yesterday, I think. She thought maybe little Tom was big enough to begin to put them together, they glue them, you know, a lot of, and make one. So, and the man told her, said they didn't have one anyway. And she said that he said he thought that he was a little young to start. Said
yeah,
that hardly
hard
ever. I don't know. Don had one or two. He never did do too many of them. Not very many in doing that. He's always wanted to figure out to make something, you know, craft, whittle it out and do that. And so instead of gluing quite so many things together, like...
Do you all talk to Jesse very often?
Well, not very often. Fanny called him once, just a week or two ago. We've called several times and maybe couldn't get him or something like that. She is very forgetful. They say, and so, but she understood. Drew answered once when we did. Drew says, "I don't know whether you can make much sense out of it or not," but says she'll catch on to what you're saying. And Basil's son has come back there. He's got their home.
Yeah.
Bought that home or whatever it is, or however they got it anyway, and has reworked it a lot. And you see, he's a dentist and been with the government, you know. And he's, I guess, retired. I just, and so it was in the little paper, the Martin paper, last, well, before I came down, about them, he and his wife, and he has two sons, I think, came, and I believe they announced that he was coming from Memphis and opened their home to friends, had a, and served, let me see, what kind of country he stayed in so long, a Japanese or Chinese, I forget now. Anyway, a kind of a supper to Alfred Thomason and his wife and Bonnie and let me see now, who was the other one? The other couple is two, Peter Porch and Ruth.
Uh-huh.
To Peter Porch, and of course they are related to Peter, and you know, Ruth Porch is related to a little,
I forget his name.
Right now it's lost, it left me, not Bill Basil,
no,
I don't think. No, so I've forgotten it too, what it was. Well, he's got a big long name too, he's in head of it anyway, beside Doctor. So, you know that Mildred and them are real proud that he's got the place and come back and...
That's right next door to them.
Yeah.
Miss Nanny Drew is in between.
Well, of course, their old house is, torn down and everything.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Vacant lot, you see.
That's right.
There's a vacant lot because, Mildred thought one time that they would build, she and Connor, would build in there. And so they got the lot. But of course, Mr. Elkins then passed away pretty soon, and they decided that they wanted to stay with Mother. But it's always been Ms. Elkins' house, though. It's my house. So, of course, Mildred and Connor.
They just sort of lived there.
They've lived there, but it's always, as Francis says, it's always been Jesse's house. And, of course, Mildred at one time had hoped to have one of her own and make it, of course, but she decided that it was the thing to stay with her mother.
Now, Mildred lives just about like she always did. She plays bridge.
Yeah, just plays contracts. She goes all around. She came up to Gatlinburg. She don't leave her mother much now. And Robert lives right across the road, not right across her, because that's the Moran's, but who did live there?
Mayo.
Virgie Mayo lived there. I think they did something to it. I don't know what they've done. Anyway, they built onto something in the back. They thought at one time they would build down there in the old Negro house, the back of the Ms. Elkins garden, part of the garden.
Yeah.
But they gave that, I think they've given that up. So,
well, Jesse has all her family right around
there. Oh, and they are, well, now let me see now, where is Richard bought? He's bought over there close to the old Mooney place, Hilliard.
Yeah.
House somewhere back in there probably has been built. So they live over there. And they are crazy about his baby, little baby girl. Oh, this. She is the cutest thing. And we notice in the paper where she is entering right along with the Methodist Church, helping with the choir and the
his
young
wife.
People. His Richard's wife.
Uh-huh.
You know, there was a...
Yeah.
You know, like that. Yeah, it seems that she's just taken right in. And but Ms. Elkins and Mary Booth both said, the baby's just so precious. I forget what they call her. But Richard has really, they say he's a real good dentist. Real fine.
What do you know? Just goes in families, doesn't
oh,
it?
Oh, he's just a real good one. And just went right into it. He didn't lose. And Connor said that he thought that, he told me when I was talking with him once, said, well, he thought that he'd be relieved some. See, Connor's had terrible operation. My gracious, with a heart, you know. And he thought he'd be relieved of work and that he wouldn't do anything at all. And, of course, after this operation a year or two ago, he has had to quit. He just had to quit some, but he's going back and doing about half time now. He said, am I, instead of Richard taking over his work, said he just took over his own. Owning his as much as he could of his too. Said didn't help him out a bit though. Said he was still having all he could do and more too. So it really wasn't filling in. So it, and I don't know whether they have. They were talking about building. I don't know. And then building for them, but I don't think they have. I think they're still where they were over the old drugstore, I believe. I believe it is. I'm not sure about that because they've talked about changing two or three times, so I don't know. I mean, building or doing something. Anyway, Robert's in with them. He's insurance. You know, he bought Claude's from Maggie, you know. Mm-hmm. She took it over after Claude left. And
which was Papoose.
It was Papoose. Papoose sold it to him. And he took over that, but some of them said that Robert, now he isn't as bright. He's just slow. But he's got an awful bright wife. She's going on and finishing having her degree and everything. And the two, the boy, he has a boy and a girl, and they're real nice children. But what is her wife? What is his wife's name? I can't think of it.
Mother, does Rebecca drive a car?
Yeah, she drives that old car, that one that they had in the family. And the other day when I was talking to Marinelle over at Greenfield, at Bob's funeral, before the funeral anyway, and she says, I said something about it. I had an awful nice letter from Rebecca just this morning or something like that. And Marinelle says, well, she's just left here. Says she's driven over to Greenfield, and she's just left going back home. Yes, yeah, she drives it. She don't drive far. I think the last time I was there, now it's been a year more, you see, since I've been down there, but she had driven somebody to Jackson, and that's the farthest she's ever been.
Somehow, I can't imagine Rebecca driving.
No, you really can't. Seem like you can. But she goes slow and easy. And seems that Betty is just, that boy is just, as far as making some money and doing well, they really have. She said the home was just beautiful. He's built one or two different kind of houses, but he bought a farm and he wanted to have a big lake on it and put what kind of fish?
Bass?
Not bass. Oh, this old catfish. That's one of the big things, the big sale for catfish in a lot of the places. And so he wanted to put that in. I don't know whether he got that done or not, but Rebecca, they came and got Rebecca and took her up, and she can stay, she said, two or three days. She said she couldn't stay long away from home. She tutors. Well, we hadn't been to our house.
I know it.
not only when she was teaching way up in Kentucky somewhere and came through there and once, twice, but she hasn't been back. She keeps saying she will. But she has all of those children. And Betty, she said the boys now, she has three boys, and said they were all just interested in different things. And said Betty looked better than she ever did in life. And said, Ted and his wife, we've never seen them anything, but they are both well pleased with where are they?
I can't tell you where they are,
but
both
you know too.
And
yeah.
Ted looks just like Ralph.
Yeah, that's what she said.
You know, he doesn't look like Rachel. He looks
they
like
were
Ralph.
Hoping to.
But they both have PhDs.
PhDs
and the girl is
and
very attractive.
Very attractive. So they I don't think came, but then there is
Norman.
And her little girl is married, and she has two children, and they're very attractive. So they all come in and have Christmas dinner with her. All of them. Betty gets down and all of them. And she's just like the mother of all of them, you know. Just the sweetest thing.
And she said and that's
just
why
as
she's
Christmas.
Keeping that house.
And that's why
she's keeping it for those children.
And she tutors. She keeps saying she's just, but she just has four and five that she tutors all the time, maybe every day, and with that in keeping. Said she thought she'd get the upstairs cleaned out. Then clean to go up there and clean it this summer, but said she just didn't get to it at all.
Can you imagine that house with central heat in it?
She keeps the room, the gun room. She still has the guns. Betty has still, they've still left them there so far. At least they were there the last time, and I have never heard her say anything back. That's the reason she's wondering. She's afraid to leave the house too long. She's got all those guns in the house, and there's people know that she's got them there, you know, and all. She
and
said.
And that is some collection of guns.
And that's a big collection. Mm-hmm.
Mother, and of course, I can remember from the earliest time, I guess it's just from way back, that Aunt Minnie would call Papu over, and Ralph would be agitating to get into something.
Yeah.
And he would just worry the family to death.
Yeah, get on.
He was either
going to
raise rabbits or anything he got in his
mind.
He just couldn't rest.
Yeah.
And finally, Aunt Minnie would say, "Go ahead and do it. I can't stand any more of this talking." And so he'd always, in the end, get his way. But they were
always
sinking money in Ralph's projects.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think they ever paid out. Maybe the store paid out.
Well, I guess so. I don't know.
But he just, whatever he got in his mind, it was such a strong hobby.
Well,
and I can remember Papa going through those things.
Going through with them, they'd always.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, after he got out of the store, he did painting then. He took up painting. And they really, everybody that wanted a special, fine job, and one that they felt like, you know, had some talent in it, you know. I mean, and a good sense of color and things like that. Marguerite Jones, always would want him to do everything, and I don't know, he had several others that wouldn't let him do it, and Miss Elkins was one of them, too.
She wouldn't let anybody else paint for him.
No.
As long as she could get around.
And, of course, as long as he could, he did it, you know. Well.
And they would have the best talk.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Would
just talk all
day. But he and Jesse Elkins would just talk.
Oh, just talk. Well, you couldn't keep from talking to Jesse if you had a chance, to get in with Paul. Well, she'd take it away from you. Oh, me. I would get so when she came and visited us. I declare, I'd be standing just waiting for her to go, you know, to come on and let's go home. We got to do something. Jesse Elkins sort of would get a hold of somebody and she'd stand and she'd go to tell them how to raise a flower or what kind you see. Oh, me. Oh. I'd just be cringing, Millie, all, you know. But I'd have to stand still and let Jess get through.
You heard her tell it about 10 times.
Oh, yes. And then she just get on that subject of some kind, and she always knows lots about everything, you know. she's
Mother.
Real interesting, of course, in a way, but she really does.
Mother, on that trip we took with the Elkins, whatever happened that we quit cooking together?
Well, I don't know. One thing was that she told she one time said I didn't cook the sausage though. She liked the sausage cooked a certain way, she said, always. And everything. I know I cook things done. But anyway, she'd just say that, and I don't know, we just kind of decided to just kind of quit, but.
At first, we cooked together.
We cooked together.
Well,
it cooked and ate. Well, we did some all the time. We would do certain things that way, but I really don't know why we quit, unless it was we maybe stopped and bought a lot of things that maybe they wanted and maybe we didn't or something like that. I really don't know. But that was one thing, though, that I remember. That I never did get worried about anything too much, you know, and everything. But I got a little bit tired of, she would tell me how to cook. So.
Absolutely never complained about all the time.
And that's where he got to drinking coffee. You see, I didn't even have a coffee pot or anything, so we didn't have it when my father came to see us anywhere anybody else with coffee. I just had to make it in a pot or pan, anything, because we just didn't have a coffee pot. I never had gotten one. Nobody used coffee. And when we were on that trip with the Elkins that year, it just smells so good. You know, there's not anything that smells any better nearly than coffee. Mm-hmm. and cooking out, when we cooked out, you know, and so much. And they'd say, come on, have some coffee, you know. And Papa's got to drinking a little coffee with him, and he just took it up. And so he drank coffee the rest of his life.
That's right.
And when we got home, we got a coffee pot. I guess we got one on the trip. I don't remember. But anyway, we got a. That was where he picked it up. Is he still cooking bread?
Oh.
Well. We got off on the airplane, didn't we?
We did do some traveling with him.
We really did. It was really nice.
But he never
really
held against Judge Elkins. That Judge Elkins' car
that
broke
was
down
the
all the time.
All the time.
And Pappy worked on that car all over the West.
Oh, all over the West. Bless his heart. And we had to stay at some little town out west. I forget where it was. Oh, we couldn't get the parts there, and they had to be sent in from I forget what place. But anyway, a large town. Out west somewhere, and we had to stay at that little old place for 2 or 3 days. I don't remember now.
Ever heard Papa say was, well, Judge Elkins said that the car was old, but he thought he'd make that trip in it and then sell it.
And he did.
And Papa said, now that is something. Make a trip all over the west and the car
all the way.
And then bring it back and sell it.
It broke down. It really broke down,
when
he got in. They stopped and went by Chicago and then came on in, and we came on home. We got home about, we didn't go by Chicago.
The banks were closed.
Mm-hmm.
But Papu called from close to Chicago.
Somewhere, I
and
forget,
that was
and
very,
so we came on.
Very weak things. We got home and we didn't have, we didn't want any money.
I know, I really don't love to give a check now. I mean, in a way, of course, I write checks, you know, now.
You always remember that check.
I remember that check that I gave, and Papa was the only time he always told me, you know, go and get what I want, you know, and never, and of course, we always had went and got our everything, groceries, you know, ordered them, you know, and they were always billed, and Papa went around and paid them, of course. I never knew anything about how much it was. And, of course, we always had an account at Jeter's store and everywhere, anywhere I wanted to get, I just had it, you know. That.
You never bothered with
bills? I never bothered with bills. I never did bother with bills. But when I went to Fulton, on a trip to get Francis ready to go to
school,
come to Knoxville to school, about get some things, and I needed a coat too, so I got me a coat, and got Francis a coat, and got Francis 3 or 4 ready-made dresses. I really did spend, and I gave a check and got home, and the bank was. And the bank just had so much. We had, for our part, just had so much in it, you know. I mean, that wasn't tied up. And the other, we couldn't draw a check on it. But, of course, Aunt Papa just said, well, we just got so much money left in the bank that we that we can use. We can. Oh, me.
We kept all the clothes.
Oh, sure. I brought the clothes home. I was so proud of them. Sure, I didn't know it wasn't check one good. Well, it was good. He had enough money to pay for all of it, but
It was a poor time.
The only time he ever told me that I certainly should have been more careful or something like that.
That would be something.
That would be. Of course it would.
You didn't do that very often.
No, I know. That was the only time I ever did such a thing. Sure. And I never had. We hadn't bought Francis any ready-made clothes anyway. I had made them. I always made yours, you know. And so I bought us some ready-made dresses. Oh, me. Oh, to think about that. The times. That really was. But bless his heart, he got that bank on good sailing. And they say it was real. It's been making money ever since. Really making money. But that's funny. He didn't want any bank stock. He didn't.
He never did.
No, he didn't. He sold every bit of that bank stock that he had. No, sir. In fact, he didn't want anything he thought I'd worry about.
Yeah.
He just wanted less so and so. But
I tell you, you know, I think so often. Papu said, you know, when I was away at school, this is Dad's money and Dad's baby.
And Dad's baby.
And here's a checkbook, and you have what you want. And he never once asked me
what it was for.
Not to spend.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the year, he always would.
He said, well, you just buy what you need, and you just want what you want. And don't
that's
be extravagant that way.
Faith.
And that was, he had so much great faith.
And then
he
when
sure
Francis
did.
Came along, she
it probably cost him a little.
It sure did.
Cost him? Sure
and
it cost
when
him.
Francis came along, and of course then I had years, you know, after.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went to
yeah.
music, and I lived there with Louise and went to music school. Well, anyway, and Francis came along, you know, and she couldn't even get a quarter. It wasn't any money.
wasn't as much money then, was it? That's when the bank got tight.
Well, I guess it won't take a while.
But he carried that to the end of his life. When he handed over the bill, he had worked and worked on, I'd see him working and working, and he got it all laid out and everything. He paid up and all done. He handed it to me and says, "That's what it is." He got everything sold and all the stock sold and everything else in the business. And he said, "He says, now I think it'll be enough to carry you through." And I says, "Then what?" He said, "Didn't." So he says, "The girls will see to that." He had the utmost confidence that he really did.
And when he did that, then he just forgot.
He was forgot all about it. Then he never anymore. He didn't worry anymore. But he says, "You don't have a business sense." Anything. And so he knew that I was not a business, but I believe I have a little more business sense than he thought I did. I believe as far as business is concerned, I never could write a policy, though, to save my life. I just never did learn how to write. He didn't try his best, of course, but he did try after he used the desk there at home, you know, and stayed at home and did his work there. He did try to write me, and I thought, well, I would, you know, do some of it, but I didn't have time, and so.
Well, it's partly, you know, just putting your mind to it.
Oh, it's putting your mind, I guess, of course, and.
Ruth Freeman wasn't having trouble.
Oh no, she was a business girl. She did business.
That's paperwork.
And I never did do anything.
You've
got to
be
like
broken
that.
Into that. You
no.
just can't take it easy. Like, you just got to do it the no. way, just day after.
Well, I never did like stocks and bonds and things like that in the arithmetic. I never.
But Mother Papu has said many times, it wasn't what he ever made.
He says what he says. He really did always compliment me. He really did. Well, I know that my sisters, both of them, spent a lot more than I did more with food than they did. That's what they had. Bob said himself that his mother really cooked and wasted, had more left over, enough to feed all of his dogs. He had some big dogs that he kept. He'd come by and take a big bucket full of stuff home for him. But she never knew who was going to eat with her. I don't blame her all the time, because they would live close there in Dresden to town, and if Wellhouse saw somebody from way out in the country that he knew, and of course, which he was a politician, you know. And little Bill was the same way. So with Bob, the children, everyone, they said, "Come on and eat dinner with me," or something like that. "Have lunch and come on down and see Mammy or see Mother," or whatever they called her. And she never knew. But you know yourself, on Christmas days when we go down there, you and Francis couldn't eat because I had so much on the table that it just made you sick at your stomach that you just couldn't eat. Well, she had how many children? She had a good many children and always a lot of other people. She never knew who was going to come in. Somebody ate nearly every day with her. A different person or someone.
They might sit here, and right along down yonder was always a bowl of pimento cheese.
Had pimento cheese.
And there was three or four different meats and all
vegetables
and seasoning and everything else.
One loved one kind of pie and one loved another one, so she'd have a pie for each one in a different way. She really did. And of course, we didn't have refrigerators. Anything to keep food, and you couldn't keep it for the next day, you know, or do anything. So that's why Bob's dogs got food. Was you just we didn't have the refrigeration most of her life. Of course, right along in the last year she did, but
Will Howe died way back.
Will was not a very old man when he died.
He couldn't have been.
No, he wasn't a very old man.
What happened to him?
Well, I don't know what kind of disease Will had. He had some kind, I guess, of kidney trouble. I don't know what it was. But he was the way he gradually got his mind got wrong, and he was away somewhere working. I forget what he was doing. And he came home, and he was just went all off or something. And they really, Papa had to do that too. He had to take him to Bolivar.
I had forgotten that.
Yes,
that
he did.
Papa always got
he the really
hard
had
job.
He really did. He had to get into it.
Well,
he had,
know,
to, do he had to take Jesse Moss's daddy there too.
And he took Patsy.
Yeah, to school or somewhere. I don't know, he really did look like he had to come.
I'll tell you, that kidney stuff, it'll make you cuckoo.
Well, of course, I don't know if he had some that he really, and of course he got worse of whatever it was, I don't know anyway. But that I never did hear exactly what it was, but I know that whatever it was really affected his mind.
Mm-hmm.
So
I
don't
know.
It wouldn't take much to affect your mind, Faye.
Yeah.
The experience
I've had.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Unless you get some of these tablets pretty quick, you just might as well.
Well, you know, Haven. Oh, that's what over the phone when we talked with it, when she had this infection, and it was so painful. She said, there were some hours there that she just wished she wouldn't get well.
They couldn't give her anything to relieve.
Well,
I don't know what it was.
Whatever
anyway, I thought Sister Molly was pretty strong in a way to what she went through with. And have been married so young, she married so young and had children, you know, so fast and everything, so quick. She went through with a lot.
I never shall forget Aunt Molly saying, one day, you know, and that way she's sitting there with her apron on, her hands crossed in her lap. And she said all she needed to do to get pregnant was have Will Howe put his shoes under the bed. And she said it just, you know, just as without smiling, it was just a fact of life. She just had so many children, right? And said,
She always she put on a Daisy makes me think.
Hey, Molly was dressed up when she
dressed up. She'd put on a clean apron every afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Every afternoon, and then she'd strike out to one of the neighbors' house, go out there and see them stay an hour maybe, and then come back home. Be time for the children to be coming home. Yeah, well, that's really life.
And they really
love
their nanny.
Oh, they didn't want her. Somebody curled her hair and fixed her hair all up. You know, she wore it just tight back, you know, and just back in a knot. And they primped her up and all. And they said, oh, no, no. And they just wouldn't let her have her hair fixed anymore. She had to wear that comb straight back. The rest, every one of them was that way. They wanted their mother, that same mother.
I remember that.
Real sweet.
She had a cute sense of humor, though, right?
Yeah, she really did. Mm-hmm. She just talked to all of those politicians. Didn't make a bit of difference to her.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. She just... carry
and you
on
know,
with
Bill
him.
Had. You talk about the George Wiles had come in, Mother. Bill had. He had everybody in there.
Oh well, yeah.
I don't mean
he didn't
just
bring them
purpose.
To the house. No, no.
They knew Bill.
Oh, yes, they knew Bill. But he didn't. They didn't come to the house.
Collar.
Just listen, that's fine, isn't it? Now that's rain enough to drip off that much.
Yeah.
I need to go over the trailer and do some work.
Oh. Well, see, you've done real work. You and guys bought 5 pair of pants at one time, I think.
I did all the buying.
Oh, you did the buying of the pants. Well, she had to look at them, though, didn't she?
They couldn't find any.
Oh.
She won some, too.
She was looking.
Because usually you're the one
to get the stuff.
And I'm the one who can't get them.
Well,
oh.
All I wanted was a size 12, and they had size 12.
And they didn't.
All there was a little hip swinger.
No, it didn't fit
and
you, right?
I didn't think I needed a hip swinger.
Well, we've talked so much tonight, we won't have nothing to talk about any other night. Yeah.
Listen to that rain.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm so pleased that...
Well, we got the bread toasted while we were sitting here.
Yeah, well, that was good.
That the meat was good over at
the And the meat
place.
Was good. We had a good supper. We had a good supper.
This is towards the end of, this is, I forget what day it was. This is, it was Wednesday, say, maybe Wednesday, Tuesday or Wednesday. And Mamu talks Tuesday about Jesse Elkins and Ms. House. The Tuesday, the 16th of April, 74, this is Channel 1 Right towards the end. Towards the end, Channel 1 Right towards the end, and Mamu's been talking about Jesse Elkins and Ms. House.